So we kind of begin the Bread of Life discourse from the Gospel of John. And actually for the next, I don't know, I think 4 or 5 weeks, you'll be hearing a lot from the Gospel of John, right? And this theme of bread. But today we have the miracle of the 5,000. And it said 5,000 men, so include the women and children, it's at least 10, 11, 12, 13,000. A lot of people. And I just want to make it clear, because some people explain or they understand that the feeding of the 5,000, the miracle, was not actually a miracle. People say, well, it was because they shared. I don't care if they shared or not shared. It's a miracle, okay? So get that straight. It was a miracle that Jesus multiplied the fish and the loaves. But the bigger question is, what did he use to multiply the loaves and the fish? Or as I asked you at the beginning of the Mass, what was it that kind of motivated Jesus to perform the miracle? Because throughout the Gospel of John, there are many miracles where Jesus is like, I don't know if I should do this. It's not the right timing. The hour has not come yet. I'm thinking of the wedding at Cana, you know? And he's like, my woman, talking to his mother, the hour has not come. But the Blessed Mother kind of impelled him to perform the miracle. And in this case, what or who was it that kind of motivated Jesus to actually perform the miracle? There's not many characters, okay? So it was a little boy. Peter says, there's this little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But they ask, what good are these for so many? I mean, feeding 12, 13, 15,000 people. What can you do with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish? What are we, birds? We're just going to peck, you know, peck at it. And I think if you think about many things in life where there's this big thing and all we have is this small thing and we feel it's insignificant, what good are these things? And I'm thinking of students who maybe throughout the school year, they've been doing, not so good. They've been getting C's and D's. And they're thinking, how can I possibly get an A in the course? Or other students thinking, how can I possibly get into a good college when this is what I've been doing? Or how can I possibly get a good job when every place that I've been applying to hasn't been working out? Or how can I find the love of my life when it hasn't been working out? I don't have a good record. Or how can I possibly make enough money to actually buy a house here in the valley? I'm going to be renting for the rest of my life. Or how can I possibly be stable enough to retire? Or how can I possibly be good enough to go to heaven? All these big things, we think of the reality, and we have these small things, and we think it's not enough or not good enough. But Jesus shows us, what did it take to perform the miracle? The little boy, how many barley loaves? 5 and 2 pieces of fish. Jesus shows that great acts actually start with small things. Okay, let me give you some examples here. Anybody watch the soccer, the World Cup? Yeah, I mean, it was like an international event, okay? I don't watch a lot of the World Cup, but I want to give you an example of the World Cup here. Now, the World Cup is not just for playing soccer, but it's also to, you know, showcase, you know, your country, right? And which country do you think made the biggest impression in the World Cup? Of course, you're going to name your country, obviously, right? Somebody said Croatia because it's a small country, but they did very well up until the finals. Or others would say, Brazil, or no, France. France, you know, because they won the whole thing and they got the cup. Well, I would care to disagree. In my opinion, the country that made the biggest impression is actually, and I hate to say this because I don't like it, is Japan. You know, just a little side note, you know, I'm Korean, and for Koreans, it's not even about the World Cup. It's about beating Japan. You know? But anyways, I think Japan made the biggest impact, biggest impression in the whole World Cup. You know why? It's not because they performed well. They actually lost a heartbreaker against Belgium. Right? Isn't that right? Yeah, against Belgium. And imagine if you are a fan or if you're the player and you, you know, shout, you know, all game and you, you know, play your heart out and you lose, a heartbreaker, how do you feel? You feel sad, you feel deflated, you feel dejected. What do you want to do? Okay, cry, okay, yeah. But, I mean, you go to these Niner games, Raiders games, and when the home team loses, you know, people, like, throw out the beer and go, ah, they get all mad, right? Well, after the match, after Japan lost to Belgium, yes, there was some footage of Japanese fans crying because their country lost, but afterwards, after everybody left, there were a lot of Japanese fans who stayed behind to clean up. Would you do that after you had a heartbreaking loss, to stick around and clean up the place? Not only that, the Japanese players in the locker room, they left it spotless. And they left a thank you note saying thank you very much for the opportunity for us to participate in the World Cup and being a host country, host nation. That'd be the last thing that I think about if I had a heartbreaking loss. But how insignificant is that, picking up the trash? You don't get a Nobel Prize for picking up the trash. But that's the big difference. That small act of cleaning up after yourselves, picking up the trash in the stadium, that made the biggest impact. It made worldwide news. Made a big impression on the country of Japan. Mother Teresa says, not all of us can do great things, but all of us can do small things with great love. Right? And if you think about the person of Mother Teresa, I don't think she would be the last person to think that she would be, she would, you know, end up in the cover of Time magazine and be so famous. You know, if you think about it, what she did was actually very insignificant. You know, she didn't, like, perform surgeries. She was not a doctor. Right? She didn't necessarily heal people. All she did was find poor people who were dying and just journeyed with them. It's like, look at you, you're going to die. I'll just stay with you. Do you want water? I just want to make sure that you die in a dignified manner, with human dignity, as a human being. That's all she did. Very small act, if you think about it, right? As opposed to the heart surgeon who does all this stuff, you know? That's all she did. But that small act changed the entire world, right? I mean, her small acts of love, I mean, it transcends even religion, right? Even those who are the most anti-Catholic, they got nothing on Mother Teresa. They got nothing bad to say. They probably got a lot of bad things to say about me, right? About other Catholics, but they got nothing bad to say about Mother Teresa. You know what I mean? That's all she did, just hang out with people who are dying. Give them water, you know, make sure that they die with dignity. That's all she did. Big difference. And also for me personally, about 15 years ago, I went to Mexico, yeah, to study Spanish. And it was kind of like a scary thing for me because I didn't know anybody in Mexico, like not one person. And the only contact I had was a priest friend who knew somebody's uncle's friends, mama's, daddy's, grandpa, whatever, something like this, who was another priest. So I don't even know what he looks like. I don't even know if he knows me. He doesn't even know what he looks like, what I look like. And anyways, I get there, right? And of course, he doesn't have to do anything for me. He doesn't know me, or there's no pressure, responsibility. And just his small act, gesture of kindness. Because as soon as I landed, I was in culture shock. It's like, you know, here's a chinito here. Everybody's looking at me. You know, it's like, wow, this is not good. And I can't even talk. And you know, I don't even know what to say, you know. And he said, and he looked at my face. I didn't even understand what he was saying. But something along the lines of, you seem very culture shocked. Let me ease you into this. Let me take you to the movies. Right? And then afterwards, he took me, I don't know if you can handle our food. Let me take you to eat pizza. And they dipped the pizza in the ketchup. You know? But that, I mean, it's not a big thing, right? Just take somebody out to a movie and pizza afterwards. But that small act of kindness, generosity made such an impact on me to the point where he actually really motivated me to learn Spanish and to serve the Hispanic community, right? And ever since that day, actually every single year of my priesthood, I've been kind of like the Hispanic pastor because the other priest, you know, doesn't speak Spanish, so they don't speak Spanish very well. So I've been like the Hispanic priest, all because of movie and pizza with ketchup. Very insignificant, but very significant in the course of my life and the course of my priesthood and the people that I serve. Right? Small things in the hands of God, it becomes a big thing that makes a big difference. So I think, you know, we often devalue the small things because they seem so small, they seem so insignificant. But, you know, a small attitude adjustment can make a big difference in your relationships. A small change in spending habits can make a difference in your bottom line. Or a small change in your diet, big difference in your health, right? I think we rarely move big distances in one jump. And we normally make small incremental changes over the course of time that really makes a difference. And I think that's kind of at the heart of what our Holy Father, Pope Francis, also talked about as well. In his exhortation, Gaudete et Exaltate, on the call to holiness in the world. When you think of holiness, what pops in your mind, in your head? You think of like holy people, all the saints and martyrs, and you're thinking, well, I can't do that. I can't live the rest of my life as a monk or as a nun. I'm not going to go to Iraq and die, you know, as a martyr, right? But yes, that's holiness too. But our Holy Father, I think he made this up, you know? He says, what he's asking about is middle-class holiness. In the exhortation, he says, what I'm striving, what I want all of us to think about is not, I want to be a martyr, or I want to kill myself, or I want to do this, you know, become a monk and 24/7 lockdown, okay? What he's asking for is middle-class holiness. Looks a lot like focusing on the small things. Looks a lot like the mom who is patient with her kids. You know, like sometimes at the mass, the baby's crying, and everybody's like, whose baby is that? And you're just like, and the mom's like, you are embarrassing me. Like, I want to slap you, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to cuddle you. I'm going to take you outside for a little bit. I'm going to come back. That's middle-class holiness. That's small things make a huge difference. Looks a lot like maybe just in the grocery line, you see somebody, an elderly person behind you, and you're like, okay, go ahead. You know, I only have 2 items. You have 100 items, or vice versa, you know? Or it looks a lot like a simple smile. You know, some people, like, they never smile. Like, life is so bitter. You know, just smile. You'll live 10 years longer. Guaranteed. Right? If you smile, it's a big change in your attitude. Right? And it'll make a big difference. So, think about this week, your homework. What small thing am I willing to do? Am I willing to make a difference? Am I willing to change for the kingdom of God? What is your 5 barleys and 2 loaves that you want to present to Jesus that you think is insignificant, that you think doesn't make any difference? But you present it to Jesus, he takes it and he blows it up. He takes it and he makes it, multiplies it into a miracle, into a big change. Small thing, picking up the trash. Small thing. You know, smiling, grocery line, patience, whatever it is. However insignificant you think it is, do it. And that small act, you present it to the Lord, and he will blow it up. He will multiply it into a huge thing.